Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Batting third. The first baseman, Lee Mozzilli. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Elliot Maddox. Batting seventh. The catcher, Alex Trevino. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mark Bomback. Pitching for the New York Mets, Mark Bomback. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Warren Cromartie. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bobby Ramos. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Lee. And now, play ball. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Scott catches it and throws to first to double up Youngblood. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maddox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dawson. The throw from Trevino and he is out, Flynn applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson moves to second. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a fly ball towards left. LaFleur catches it and throws to second to double up Henderson. Two outs. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bomback is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bomback hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Youngblood. The throw from Ramos and he is out, Spear applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-1 in the game. Almon takes first base on ball 4. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Mozzilli hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Mets. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Henderson moves to second. One out. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-1 in the game. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish juggles the ball. That's an error on Parrish. Henderson moves to third. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 0-for-1 in the game. Trevino hits a ball on the ground towards second. Scott fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Spear covering. It's a double play. Henderson scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Mets. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mozzilli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scott for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Bomback is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bomback is 0 for 1 in the game. Bomback bunts towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Flynn moves to second. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Youngblood takes first base on ball 4. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Almon hits a line drive into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mozzilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maddox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromartie strikes out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Ramos and he is out, Scott applying the tag. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Mets. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 2 in the game. Maddox strikes out. Two outs. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 0 for 2 in the game. Trevino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramos hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Hutton pinch hits for Bill Lee. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dale Murray now pitching. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Flynn is called out on strikes. One out. Mark Bomback is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bomback is 0 for 1 in the game. Bomback hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Youngblood reaches second base with a double. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Almon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott bunts towards first. Mazzilli fields the ball and throws to Bomback covering. Safe. LaFleur moves to second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valentine is hit by the pitch. LaFleur moves to third. Scott moves to second. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 2 in the game. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mazzilli hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Morales strikes out. 2 outs. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 3 in the game. Maddox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cromarty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Mets. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramos hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roland Office pinch hits for Dale Murray. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Mets. Dyer Miller now pitching. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaFleur hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Roland Office now playing left field. Elias Sosa now pitching. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 0 for 3 in the game. Trevino hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dyer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller bunts towards first. Cromarty scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miller for the out. Flynn moves to second. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Youngblood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Claudel Washington now playing left field. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Trevino and he is safe. Scott steals second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 3 in the game. Dawson strikes out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Tim Raines pinch runs for Ellis Valentine. Neil Allen now pitching. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 3 in the game. Cromarty strikes out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott scores. Raines moves to second. It's 4-3, Mets. Jerry White pinch hits for Chris Spear. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.